Now on to the letters to the evening news. 5 this week. Lower speed limits on city roads are welcomed by Susan Kay. I'm continually impressed by the ingenious ideas people devise. Recently, I heard about a brilliant example, an estate agent offering to place 20's plenty signs in the front gardens of homes on a street troubled by speeding traffic. This initiative is remarkably effective on multiple levels. It provides excellent branding and advertising for the estate agent, a clear win for their business. And residents are delighted as the signs actively discourage speeding, making their streets safer. But the truly subtle brilliance lies in the ripple effect. Slower traffic fosters more attractive and livable neighbourhoods. Streets become less intimidating, encouraging more people to spend time outdoors. This naturally builds community, and there's even evidence suggesting it can reduce local crime rates. The benefits extend further. Lower speed limits, such as those implemented in Wales, have led to a measurable reduction in traffic crashes. Even insurance companies have taken note, adjusting premiums downwards as a result. While I wouldn't claim this single idea will transform an entire neighbourhood overnight, it's undeniably a significant step in the right direction. Kudos to the estate agent for demonstrating such enlightened self-interest. It's a genuine win-win for everyone involved.
Adrian Richmond takes issue with second home ownership. I agree with Terry Parish's opinion piece of the 18th of August. We should not feel sorry for those whinging about second home taxes when young people, such as my daughter, are struggling to find accommodation to even rent in North Norfolk. When I was her age, I'd already been a house owner for 12 years. And despite having a good job in Norwich, the house prices in North Norfolk are getting out of reach for the average young person. Second home owners say this will damage the economy, but many of these houses lay unoccupied for large periods of the year, and the owners don't spend money in the region except when they come for a break. Families actually spend money throughout the year. So I believe this argument for removing the tax is flawed. House prices, in general, are dropping. And if you can afford a second home, you can probably afford the tax. If you can't, sell it to someone who is desperate for a home of their own at a price they can afford.
Jane Saunders of Norwich is astounded at the revised salary of the chief executive of Nationwide Building Society. I've just learnt that the salary of the CEO of the Nationwide Building Society has been increased to £7 million a year. This was voted for at the AGM in July. She will earn more in one day than a person on minimum wage earns in a year. I was astonished and will be withdrawing my savings from the society. It's just plain wrong.
Ian MacDonald draws our attention to the interesting design of some of our £2 coins. If eBay listings, which frequently advertise coins as rare, or even worse, unique, when there's several millions of them in circulation, do not serve any public good at all, they perhaps encourage us to study more closely some of the beautiful designs to be found on these coins, which we too often accept in our change and pocket without giving them a second look. The £2 Act of Union coin, for example, listed on sale in eBay for several thousand pounds by a great Yarmouth seller and mentioned in your pages recently, is not worth much more than the face value, but does have the merit of an ingenious design, which we might not have fully appreciated. The coin was issued in 2007 to commemorate the 300th anniversary of the Act of Union between England and Scotland, and its design comprises 4 interlocked jigsaw pieces, in 2 of which an English rose and a Scottish thistle give the impression of growing from a single stem. The other 2 quarters show a portcullis representing Parliament. Yvonne Holton, who created the image, has worked as a book illustrator and jewellery designer and won prizes for her work in heraldic arts. She also designed the badge of the UK Supreme Court.
Robert Carter of Dereham wants some plain speech. I recently received a letter from a utility company reaching out to me and inviting me to populate an online form. I can remember when the words contact and fill in were in use.
Finally, Matt Williams of Norwich knows all about the rock and roll event in Eaton Park, which is mentioned in our next set of news items. Martin Newell's excellent column helped answer one of my two questions about Friday's rock and roll circus event, as reported on by Faye Minton. He explained why most rock music today seems so unimaginatively tedious. After Jesh Sai of 7 hours of four beats a bar drum beat delivered uninvited into the homes of thousands of city residents up to 2 kilometres downwind of Earlham Park, maybe Faye could answer my other question. Why must it be so loud?